Now it's time for the Wallops and Assateague Island Report. Here's your host, Robin Rothschild.
Hello and welcome to the Wallops and Assateague Islands Report. Hope you're having a good day. I'm Robin Rothschild and I have with me Josh Nordstrom. Josh is president of the Pocomoke Chamber of Commerce. Hey, Josh.
Hi. How's everybody doing today? How are you, Robin?
I'm doing great. And you?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you for having me on this morning. It's a real pleasure to be here on WSDL and be on National Public Radio for the first time for me. I was telling you before, this is the station I actually listen to the most during the day. I really enjoy the NPR programming, and I listen to it. So I was very excited to be here today, and I got some folks out there listening as well. I told them 90.7 at 9:30 in the morning. That's what it'll be on. So they're hopefully everybody's tuned in and listening today.
Oh,
and,
I can see you're excited.
I'm excited to be here. It's always fun to come and do an interview with you. Through the last few years, we've done a few on the radio. So you always know it's going to be fun, and we're going to have a great time, and it's going to be an interesting conversation, and find out what's going on out in radio land. And maybe I can tell you a few things of what's going on with the Pocomoke Chamber.
Well, you know, this is for some new listeners that are new to hearing you. This is your second year as president of the Pocomoke Chamber, correct?
Yes, it is. I was gloriously reelected at the beginning of the year, and we just sort of keep things going the way we have been the last year or so. We're trying to do more and more things with the chamber for the community, and a few more fundraisers, so we have a little more money to do the things we want to do. And really get a strong team working for the chamber and improve our relations in the community. The Chamber of Commerce, like a lot of organizations, is really all about strength in numbers. If you don't have the support of the community, if you don't have the membership of local businesses and organizations, you're just not doing much. And I think anybody who can hear me who has ever been part of any Chamber of Commerce is probably nodding their head right now saying, yeah,
yes,
you're absolutely right. So we've been fortunate enough to do some great things and have some great, really wonderful board members. We supported the community, supported the city. Our membership is at an all-time high now, and we're up over 120 members, which for some towns like Salisbury and other places, that doesn't seem like a lot. But for Pocomoke and the Pocomoke area, that is a record number, at least as far back as our records go. And we're very proud of that. And we see more people at functions. We have more functions than we've ever had. Both the luncheons and of course, business after hours, all of our various events that we put on, we get more volunteers. People really have a good feeling about the Pocomoke Area Chamber and where it's headed and what it does for the town and the surrounding community. So,
Josh, I've gone to quite a few of your lunches.
Yes, you have.
And I tell you, you have done a spectacular job. I mean, you get great guests. You've had Keith Kohler from Wallops Island, from NASA. Senator Jim Mathias, able to see him. I mean, and that's very important. You really get, you get some fabulous, fabulous guests to come in and talk to the members.
Well, I appreciate that. First of all, I thank you for your accolades. And you've always been a big supporter of mine since we've known each other. And I thank you for all the kind words. We do try to have important speakers. And when I say important, different people are important in different ways. And you want to have a variety, not just we love it when our local representatives come. We've had many representatives both locally at the county level, at the state level, and we've even had a few people come visit us from the national level. We did a reception for Congressman Andy Harris back in March, and that was really wonderful to bring him to town. And if we can get our representatives, here and in front of the people of Pocomoke, the business community, it really is a win-win for both entities. I mean, of course, anybody who needs a vote wants to meet and greet and talk to people and tell them what they're doing, and really shake hands and get down on a one-to-one level as often as possible. That's how you get votes. That's how you begin to make progress for your community and the people people you represent. Because if you're not there and you're not talking to the people you represent, your constituency, you may not know what the problems are at a base level, at a community level. So it's very advantageous for all of our representatives to come and join us. And we've been fortunate enough to have them, just about all of them. I can't think of one we haven't had in some capacity come to Pocomoke, you know, county, state, and federal level. You know, it's great for the people of Pocomoke and the community as well, surrounding community, to have our representatives there, because they get some face time with mm-hmm. them, and they can say, hey, I've got this issue, I've got this problem. Or, you know, it really makes a connection so that when you go to vote in November, you're not just checking a name. Oh, I heard that he was nice.
Right.
Or I heard he was doing a good job. Or, you know, some people get more involved than others. But for a lot of us, that's what it is. Unless we've had the opportunity to meet with our representatives and talk to them, or at least get to hear them speak, and know that they're likable and knowledgeable. For many people, it's just about the name. And so a lot of people don't even check off a name because they don't know.
They don't know. Yeah. Absolutely. And the fact that they come to their community.
That's right.
It's very important.
It is very important.
And
they do a great job. Whenever, for the most part, whenever I call Jim Mathias or whenever I call anyone from, you know, Mike McDermott comes whenever I ask him to. And, you know, Norm Conway is a busy, busy man. But he favors us with his presence. And he's a great guy and a great leader for the Eastern Shore. Those guys and Charles Otto, I mean, he comes whenever I ask him. And I think that's great to be that responsive. Now, you have to do it when they're not at session. That's the truth. Because they can't make the ride from Minneapolis.
Yeah.
So when is session over this year? And they tell you, and they go, okay, I'm going to schedule it for May. That'll be good. Can you guys make it? Yes, we can make it. Okay. So they've been very gracious with their time. I mean, these people are busy, and a lot of them have regular jobs when they're not.
You're right. So that's right.
You talk about being busy and families, you know, of course. So they and for a lot of people, it would be easy to ignore Pocomoke because we are a small town at the very end of the peninsula, or the Maryland side of the peninsula, the very end of the state. You know, the lower shore where, you know, maybe there's only 5,000 people in Pocomoke, and, you know, a few more thousand in the surrounding area. But we also had Delegate Linwood Lewis come to our last legislative luncheon. He's the representative for the Eastern Shore of Virginia.
For Accomack County.
Yes, yep. Accomack County, Northampton County, and part of Norfolk, actually, or the Hampton Roads area. And because we want to be serve our surrounding communities, Pocomoke being just 2 miles over the Maryland-Virginia line, a lot of our people and a lot of our businesses operate in Virginia, across the state line. A lot of people work there. A lot of people live there. So we want to bring every perspective. And it was very different because, you know, he attends session in Richmond.
Right.
And he's able to tell us what's going on at Wallops Island and what's going on
at Assateague.
Assateague
National Wildlife Refuge. Yep.
You know, from a Virginian perspective, you know, all of our legislators from Maryland, they go to Annapolis and they are in, you know, not maybe not the same session, but similar sessions, and they hear and they discuss the same thing. So getting someone from the Virginia side made it very interesting, and I appreciate
that's him great. That's great. Well, I did not realize you did that, Josh. That's
yes,
wonderful.
It was great. And again, Mr. Lewis and I are Facebook friends. So you know, said, hey, you want to come? Sure, I'll do it. Yeah, absolutely. So again, gracious with their time. So we're happy to have those gentlemen come and join us. And give we're able to get someone from the city all the time. Coming up this month on the 18th, which is next Thursday, is our next general membership luncheon in Pocomoke, and it's at the Upper Deck Restaurant in just south of Pocomoke on Route 13. That's at noon, and we'll be having our county commissioner, Merrill Lockfall, will be there, our guest speaker. He was not able to attend the legislative luncheon this year, but he said he would come back, and we're having him back. And our legislative luncheon ran a little long, so Mike McDermott is coming back as well to talk about some very different things. So these guys will be in Pocomoke next Thursday at the Upper Deck, and that's at noon. If anybody wants to come, please do. And RSVP, though, RSVP, in case our director, our wonderful director, Jennifer Rafter, manager is listening, she would say, you better tell them to RSVP. So call the chamber, 410-957-1919, or you can send an email anytime about anything to pokemochamber@gmail.com, and Jennifer will get right back to you. And we've had better attendance at luncheons, and as I started to say, we do have a lot of politicians, a lot of our representatives come and join us. But we have people from the community as well. We've had the speaker, John Culp, who's the director of the Red Cross. The office is here in Salisbury. And he came down and told us the challenges that the Red Cross faces with disasters here and there, mm-hmm. hurricanes here, and tornadoes in Oklahoma, and some of the challenges they face and how they mobilize thousands and thousands of volunteers, food and everything that goes, finding shelters for all these people and everything that goes into it is really fascinating and amazing. When you look at it from a very micro perspective, we have to, do this, and you just don't realize. Everybody thinks, yeah, it's a major effort. But what actually goes into that?
A major coordination.
Major coordination. And you see that. You talk about the hierarchy and everything that goes on with the Red Cross as a national organization. And some of the challenges that we face here locally. I happen to be, in on that because I'm on the board of the Red Cross here on the East Shore, the Lower Shore chapter. So we discuss these things in our committee and at our board meetings. And I said, I think people should know more about this, about this organization. And things. It's really is fascinating. But, various things like that. Anybody who I think can offer some perspective to the community, whether it be, Reverend Jenkins, who's the director of Save the Youth in Pocomoke, a very important program that was has been a fledgling program for years, because it didn't have the money, didn't have the space, and that the place that they were calling home is now unusable. And so they face challenges. And Big Brothers, Big Sisters, Jessica Mims came down and spoke, and the challenges that they face and how that organization is important. There may be nothing more important than mentoring children who are at risk, and to see the successes of this organization and others, and how they're able to work on shoestring budgets and make a difference in the community. These are all important things I think people should know about. So a lot of times I these are people I know in the community. They're my mm-hmm. friends and they're colleagues. And I could say, hey, do you want to come speak? And they give of their time. We have, It's sometimes it's as easy as stopping by the police station and say, hey, Chief Sewell, I'd like you to come and speak. He'll be speaking in September. Come talk about what you're doing to prevent crime in Pocomoke and tell us a little bit about your background. His name's Kelvin Sewell, and he's a great guy. He's our police chief in Pocomoke for the last couple of years. And he came from Baltimore where he saw, he was narcotics. He was with the DEA, and he wrote a book, actually. And I read his book, and he's like, now, you know why I like being a Pokemon? I'm like, yeah, I understand. I get it. So having great speakers is just part of what we do in Pokemon. And really, if you find some interesting speakers, people will come to hear them.
Absolutely. And that's something you've been done, as you just mentioned, just a great job.
Yes, and that's part of it because, our organization is about bringing people together. You bring together the business community so that hopefully you make some new connections and you do more business. Mm-hmm. Bring together the business community with the nonprofits who are our members, and with the city, city council and the mayor who attend, our functions and our luncheons. And that's part of it. I mean, that's really part of it, to do the lunches, to do the business after hours, to bring people together, to create an atmosphere for networking is something that we certainly want to do as often as possible.
Well, Josh, why don't you tell us about how was this year's Cypress Festival? That's a big, big event that you guys put on.
Lots of fun. Lots of fun. We have a good time doing it, and I really have some great help. Our board of directors and our volunteers are really get into it, and they're able to – everybody takes on a different role and has different responsibilities, which frees me up to MC, which is – I was one of the MCs
you.
Up there. I was on stage a lot, let me tell you what. But it's all fun, and it's great for the community. And one of the things we've tried to do over the last couple of years is make it more of a a heritage festival where we have a lot more arts and crafts, you know, so that we're not only celebrating Pocomoke and the summertime and rides and games and things, but there are different local artisans there selling their wares. And, you know, we have different community groups like dance groups and karate groups and you know, that come up and do their thing, and you know, the Marva players came up and did some samples of their show Godspell, which was just completed there and at the end of June, and did some show tunes on stage, and that's a lot of fun, and it basically gives anybody a way to show, hey, here's what we're mm-hmm. doing. You know, and if you didn't have a kid in that class or you weren't in that group or what have you, you may not even know these things are going on. But there's so much going on in the little town of Pocomoke and surrounding areas that you give people a chance to showcase what they do. And that was something we wanted to do. Now, we had some rain on Thursday, and there's no avoiding that. And so we missed one of our four nights. But we still did very well. It's a fundraiser for the chamber, you know, for probably first and foremost. It's a way for us to put some money in our coffers so that we can continue to do the things that we want to do for the community and continue to operate as an organization, a real functioning organization that operates in the black, hopefully. So, you know, there are some challenges with that as well, because we do not receive any funding from the city or the state or anyone. I mean, we are a separate entity, and we have to make sure we have enough money to pay the bills and, you know, pay the insurance and pay our director. So that's what we continue to do. We have a few things coming up here. One of our most fun events. This will be the second year of Pocomoketoberfest.
Yeah, I went last year.
That was a good great time. Now, we did have Hurricane Sandy bearing down on the west.
Yeah.
So a lot of people were stuck in line at Walmart buying water and batteries, and probably at
putting up
the patio furniture
yeah.
up. And so we didn't have the attendance that we wanted last year. You know, I think we know why. And of course, it didn't rain at all during the festival. It didn't start raining until well after the festival was over. But, you know, I think this year we're going to have some nice weather. Keep fingers crossed. And what we've put together down in Pocomoke in Cypress Park, the same place that the Cypress Festival is, right downtown Pocomoke, is a beer and wine festival. Now, you know, there's lots of wine festivals around here, and they have the good beer festival here in Salisbury as well. But a beer and wine festival, because it never fails. You go to a wine festival, and there a bunch of people standing around going, I don't even like wine.
Right.
My wife's here. My wife wanted to come. I don't even drink wine. And you go to a beer festival.
Or, yeah.
A bunch of people saying, I don't drink beer. I like wine. So I said, well, let's combine the two, and we'll get everybody there. And it was a lot of fun. We had great bands last year, great entertainment. It goes from 12 to 6, 12 to, you know, 12 to 6:30, thereabouts. And this year it's on September 7th, so it would be the first festival of the season instead of the last. So anybody who's ready right now for a wine festival, make plans to be in Pocomoke on September 7th around noon, and we'll show you a good time. And we expect to have quite a few more people there this year. No hurricanes, no whammies. No whammies. Knock on this wood right here. So, and really, that's the only thing that could stop this festival from being a wonderful time, great time. The people who came last year were really, really happy.
It was very nice.
Very, yep. You know, several people came up to me, look, if I know you didn't have the turnout you wanted, but if you don't have this next year, I'm going to be really disappointed.
So, how about the bands? You're getting
we are working on that. Yeah, we don't have anybody signed yet, but we have a few people we've been in contact with. So stay tuned for more of that. And you have some ideas maybe of some bands that
I think
maybe,
I can throw some your way.
Work on. So stay tuned for that, and we'll be talking about that all up and down the shore. We'll have posters everywhere, and of course you can find anything if you're interested in what's going on in Pocomoke. You can find anything and everything that's happening at Pocomoke.com. You go there, you click on the calendar, you can go and look at everything that's going on, from you know, a big festival like the Cypress Festival or Pocomoketoberfest, to, you know, a church spaghetti dinner, or, you know, the Boy Scouts fundraiser, bake sale, you know, anything that's going on that's submitted to us, we put on that calendar, you know, and it really is becoming a complete calendar and the go-to place for Pocomoke and surrounding areas to find out what's going on in town and around town. And really, we don't limit it to just Pocomoke either. We put events up from Salisbury and Berlin, whatever, you know, whatever's submitted to us, really. So,
you know what? I was just thinking of this. Mike, put an app on my phone. He said, give me your phone. And he put an app on the for the chamber.
Pokemon Chamber app? he digs the app. Yeah, that's
he does dig the app.
That is something that he came up with, which I think is really cool. I mean,
it's very cool.
Talking about being in the 21st century as a Chamber of Commerce, having your own app is a nice thing.
I was very impressed.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive. And Mike's a good guy when it comes to technology. He knows what he's doing. But yeah, you can find that. If you want to get the app, we can set you up with that. Like I said, just call the Pokemon Chamber at 410-957-1919. We also have a website for Pokemon Oktoberfest at PokemonOktoberfest.com, so you can go check that out. If you like typing, you want to type in Pokemon Oktoberfest, you can go to that site. So either one, you can find out what's going on September 7th. And then we decided this year to start an arts and crafts festival, a Christmas arts and crafts festival down in Pocomoke. It will be at the community center, which is right next to the fire hall, the new community center. Absolutely beautiful facility.
Yeah, very nice.
We have a lot of functions in there from the chamber. You know, and they do weddings and they do receptions and they do dinners, banquets, all kinds of stuff down there. Betty is the coordinator, Betty Berger, and she does a great job. And they really have made a beautiful facility. So we're going to put arts and crafts booths up there. November 23rd is the date on that. And so that will be the weekend before the big Thanksgiving, Black Friday, you know, and we hope we'll start the season. Now, I have been to these in various places that I've lived in my life and you know, in larger areas. And you could go into, you know, the music hall when I used to live in Austin Music Hall. You could go in there every year and, you know, hundreds of vendors. And I could come out with Christmas presents for everybody and be done. I mean, wonderful.
One-stop shop.
One-of-a-kind artwork. You know, different kinds of crafts and things like that. I mean, really nice stuff. So that is the vision for it. Will be on a smaller scale, obviously, but that's the vision to have all these artisans, local artisans, which we have wonderful. I mean, this area is full
of them.
Yes,
yeah, so absolutely.
Artisans, and to bring them all together and give everybody one place to go and look and buy some arts and crafts, like one of a kind things. I know when I shop for my family, my wife, my mother especially, you know, I don't want to buy them something from a store. You know, I want to buy them, you know, I want to get them something from that's personal, something that reminds me of them. So that those things are wonderful for that. So I appreciate you know, all of our local artists and artisans, and you know, can't wait for that to happen. It's gonna be a great event.
How are you reaching out to get these local artisans?
Our director Jennifer Rafter has a network of artists that. That we bring in for Cypress Festival and Pokemon Oktoberfest. She contacts local art communities and art organizations like Salisbury-Wicomico Arts Council up here and various other ones in the community and says, hey, can you put the word out for us? And of course, if you are a painter or you are a craftsman, you're looking for any kind of way to get your product out there to show, you know, people. And so, you know, there's a network of people who could move from, you know, from different festivals the festival during the summertime and in the fall and in the spring and it's a lot of the same folks, and if they're able to do it, they're out there doing it because, you know, you want to sell your wares, you want to sell your artwork. So she does a great job. She's very connected with that community.
Anybody listening, they could just call the chamber if they were interested in being involved.
Oh, absolutely. And she'd love to hear from you down there. Again, 410-957-1919 or pokemokechamber at gmail.com. Anything. And, of course, you can go to pokemoke.com, as always, and check out everything that's going on around Pokemoke, not just chamber events, but all kinds of different events, anything that's going on. So,
Josh, are you looking at year three?
No. Actually, the bylaws state that you cannot do more than two consecutive terms, and that has become my favorite bylaw. Now, I will stay on the board for 2 years as a past president, and you know, we have some great people on the board, friends of mine, hardworking people, smart people, who are ready to step in and take over. So I've done my 2 years, and hopefully I have done a good job and have brought the chamber and left it at a point where it can sustain itself year to year, and has good, strong leadership And has a great board and a great network of volunteers, because it's all that's you have to have all of those things. It's just you can't have one or the other.
Right.
And we have a great director now, and we're going to do everything we can to keep her on as well. So have you met Jennifer?
I have. I've met Jennifer a couple times.
Yeah, so she's doing a great job down there. I can't say enough about what she does. She calls me a lot, and she says, "What do we got to do about this? What do we do about things I haven't even thought of?" She's right on it. Very due diligence.
You know? But that's great that she feels comfortable too, that she can just call you a lot, and that you're there supporting her.
That's very absolutely important. And of course we were friends before she ever joined the chamber, so we have a good working relationship, and that's really important to have a good working relationship with your director and again all the people who've ever been involved with the Chamber of Commerce are nodding their heads like, yes, absolutely, you have to have that. So we're fortunate, and we just want to keep it going. We want to have great turnout for our events coming up, and the Chamber is going to reach out and sponsor some things here coming up, different things in the community that we've been looking into to sort of give back some. You have to stand on your own two feet, so to speak.
Absolutely.
You have to be solvent. You have mm-hmm. to be financially stable. And then you want to look at things, various ways to serve your community. I think we're going to perhaps bring the Chamber in as a co-sponsor of the Midway, that Midway's doing in Pocomoke, the Drive Out Breast Cancer Charity Walk. To bring more people and bring more of the community in to join us for the charity walk, something that Midway does every year, the breast cancer walk, which you've been at before.
Yes, I have.
We came within $200 of raising $10,000 last year. So I think it was $9,804 and change that we made last year. So bringing more people in, bringing more of the community in to benefit women supporting women. That's October 5th, by the way, at Midway in Pocomoke. To benefit women supporting women, a great local breast cancer organization is just a fantastic thing. So we want to bring the Chamber in on this. We've talked about doing some scholarships for local kids going to college. We do a young professionals program at the high school where we bring in people from the community and to try to help these kids understand what it's like after you get out of high school, whether you're going to college or in the military or in the workforce. So we want to give back as much as possible.
Well, Josh, I tell you, my hat's off to you. You know how I feel about you. I've seen with my own two eyes what you have done with this chamber in a year and a half.
Well, I had a lot of help. I appreciate that.
I know. You surround yourself with great people.
Yeah, that is part of it, yeah.
But thank you so much. We're out of time.
Are we out of time?
We're out of time already.
I had so much more
we'll
to
bring
about.
You back.
Okay. Well, I'd like to come back and talk more about maybe into the summer or the fall and talk about what we got coming up in Pocomoke, with the chamber and other things that we're doing down there.
Absolutely.
Great. Thank you for having me on, Robin.
Oh,
I appreciate that.
My pleasure, yeah. Josh. It's Josh Nordstrom, president of the Pocomoke Chamber of Commerce. I'm Robin. Have a great day.
This has been the Wallops and Assateague Island Report.